Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hey everybody out there. It's the second episode in, at least for now, on the, it's the July 9th, 2016 episode of Totally Wrestling with your host, Matt Boland. And I'm your host with the most, Matty B. Matt Boland had a few technical issues today, trying to get on and, do everything. The first thing that happened is I had a bad Skype connection. And the second thing, my audio failed for a while. But, I was able to fix the problem, and we're here. It's about 3:08 on a Saturday afternoon, and like I say, quote The Rock here, finally, Totally Wrestling has come back to Blog Talk Radio, and it's time to hear from the hundreds and hundreds, as Mick Foley would say, or the dozens and dozens of my wrestling friends, wrestling public out there. And we will go for the next 35 minutes. So,
let me talk to ya! Let me talk to ya!
And, I'm gonna see if I can open the chat and still do, and still have good call quality. We'll see. But anyway, you know what's it doing. Did it freeze? No, it did not freeze. It's just taking a while to do what I wanted to do. Anyway, I got some notes here for July 9th, 2016. Big match at SummerSlam coming up, not next month, but not this coming month, but in August, I believe. It's going to be Brock Lesnar versus Randy Orton at SummerSlam in, I think, Brooklyn. That's going to be in August, and Orton coming back after a little bit of a break. After injury, and another top headline, Eric Bischoff says a return to WWE as the Raw GM is, quote, not going to happen, unquote. And if you want to talk to me about any of the things going on in wrestling today and lately, I wish I had more sounds for today, but for some reason, Blog Talk Radio is not processing my sounds that I wanted.
Have you been eating loco weed?
And that's like the only one I have. But anyway, the guest call-in line is 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. And we have the chat up on our page as well. And here's a caller. Hey, Mike.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Pretty good, man. How are you? My brother Mike here.
I'm good. Good to hear the awesome wrestling show back on the air.
Yeah, I actually started a couple days ago, and I got like four listeners, so I got to hype it up again.
All right. Good. Well, the listeners are talking. They want you back, baby.
Cool, man. Cool. And, yeah, I'm, for some reason, BTR is not processing the sounds I wanted. I only have, like, this sound.
Have you been eating loco weed?
Well, at least it's a good one.
What's that?
I said, at least you got a good one.
Yeah, I guess. In the Eli Drake from TNA, he says, if I can play it, play it.
Let me talk to ya!
That's pretty much my opening sound. Hey, Brock Lesnar's fighting again at SummerSlam, man. I was just saying.
What about him?
He's going to be at SummerSlam, fighting at SummerSlam in Brooklyn.
Oh, nice. Well, he's fighting tonight in UFC.
Oh, yeah. In fact, he is, so that's interesting. WWE said you can have them for the night, pretty much.
Well, I'm sure that they paid handsomely for it, you know, because he's a big draw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he became the main event tonight because John Jones, who is the former light heavyweight champ, failed another drug test.
Yeah. He's been smoking local weed, I think.
Have you been eating local weed?
I think it was a little more than that, my brother.
Not a little more than that.
Performance-enhancing something. So, old John Jones. So, Brock Lesnar becomes the main event. How does that make you feel as a wrestling fan that he's a main event, even though he's only a part-time, you know, MMA fighter?
That's pretty cool. Crossover thing. Hey, I wanted to tell you something. I was going to save it for later in the show, but I figure you're a media guy, so maybe you can talk to me about this, offer your opinion.
All right.
Monday Night Raw on USA last week, the 4th of July episode, a disastrous rating for it. The rating was 1.87. And meaning it dropped below the 2.0 level for the first time in 2 decades.
Wow.
20 years. Not good at all. So I'm just wondering, what can they do to bring the ratings up?
Well, I obviously don't do a show on the 4th of July anymore.
but they say all the show has to go on. It's Monday night, right?
Well, they probably still made money, you know. They probably still did. Because the ratings only they set the advertising rates for, you know, the next show. So I mean, if they had terrible ratings,
yeah. So they may have made money, but go ahead.
Well, they might suffer for like the next production, but you know it's not going to last long. And, you know, they probably figured you make more money doing it and not making as much as you thought than not doing it at all. So,
yeah, but the thing is...
I think 4th of July is probably a bad choice of nights for it, you know?
Yeah, it so happened that Monday was the 4th of July. But I was going to say that... something that just went right out of my head.
Must have been a lie.
Yeah. But, the rumor I heard was where people were walking out of the show, of the live show.
Well, I don't know. Who knows? I mean, rumors are rumors. Who knows?
Well, anyway. It was basically like a fight between the big main event was a match between a bunch of Team USA kind of thing against the multinational alliance.
Yeah.
And I guess people weren't into that.
Right.
Well, and the other thing that happened on it, if I could, the other big thing that happened on it was a food fight at the 4th of July barbecue that they had for the wrestlers there.
Wow.
Big food fight and some guy got hit with a pie at the end of it. He's like, this would never happen on Canada Day. Whoops! Boom! Kevin Owens from Canada.
Yeah, right.
But you were saying?
I forgot what I was going to say now. I don't know. Next subject.
If you want to stick around, I'll put you on mute for a while, but because I got to talk about some stuff. But...
Put me on mute. Go for it.
All right. It's Mike from Bridgeport, and you can call too, 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. We have a chat open on the webpage for the show on Totally Wrestling, and here's some headlines going on in wrestling right now. Like I said, Eric Bischoff says he's not going to return to WWE as GM. It's just not going to happen. And, well, a week after that disastrous Raw, looks like the chairman's coming back. Vince McMahon will appear on Monday Night Raw this week from Detroit, Joe Louis Arena, up in Detroit. And like I said, it was a disaster for Raw last week. Their lowest rating in 20 years. And meanwhile, I will go into this later, but meanwhile, TNA Impact Wrestling did really, really well last week. In fact, the Impact Wrestling episode that we just saw was the most watched Impact for the show's run on Pop TV, and they debuted on Pop TV in January of this year. I mean, they get a lot less viewers for the show, about like 500,000, 400,000. But for them, that's a really big success for them. In fact, the last episode of Impact that did any better was May 29th, 2015, on Destination America, just before their move to Wednesday nights. And going in back into the WWE, we'll do the TNA corner later. Cody Rhodes, who requested and was granted his release from WWE about a month and a half ago, apparently has been offered a new Legends deal by WWE because he is currently writing a biography of his father, Dusty Rhodes, called The Last Cowboy. Should hit bookstores in 2017, sometime next year. But they are talking about a possible Legends deal with WWE, which I think would be okay, but I wouldn't take that kind of a deal because I'd be like, I can still wrestle pretty well at that age. Cody Rhodes is a pretty young guy still, and he can still do it. He can still go in the ring. And Legends deal is pretty much just make appearances on Raw and everywhere else. So I don't know if he wants to take that deal, but we'll see. And looks like the Cruiserweight Classic is coming up for WWE. And the first wrestler promo videos have been released by WWE. The first little vignettes and promo videos. The first guys to be featured in those are Tony Nese. Maybe you heard of him in TNA. He was in Gut Check. And also TJ Perkins. I know T.J. Perkins. I've talked to him. He's formerly known as Manic in TNA, and he was an X-Division champion, like, three times or so. And on the Cruiserweight Classic, we have the Bracketology special to air on WWE Network this coming Wednesday night, right after NXT. And then they'll have the first episode of the Cruiserweight Classic Tournament right after the Bracketology special. Should be pretty good. And four matches on the first episode. It's Clement... Oh, I can't even pronounce this name. It's like a French name. P-E-T-I-O-T. Pierrot? Or I don't know. Clement something versus Cedric Alexander. Arya Daivari, not Daivari himself, not Sean Daivari, but his brother, against a guy, this is a funny name, Ho-Ho Loon. Maybe he's from China or Japan or something, I don't know. These guys are from all over the world, like 36 of them. Then you have Alejandro Saez against Gran Metalik. Sounds like he's from Mexico, the Gran Metalik guy. And you have a former WWE guy returning to a WWE ring. It's Brian Kendrick, who was, you may remember him as the Brian Kendrick in WWE. Started out as Spanky in WWE. And in TNA, he was an X-Division champion under his real name, Brian Kendrick. So he is back. and he's stepping back into a WWE ring, and he might have a chance to win this tournament, they say. He'll face off against Raul Mendoza on the first Cruiserweight Classic episode, WWE Network, next Wednesday night, after NXT and the Bracketology special. And apparently, for this whole month, you can get the WWE Network free if you're a new subscriber. Mike, what do you think about the WWE Network, man? Is it a good kind of thing?
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I don't know why I don't have it, but because I don't want to pay the money. That's why.
There you go, brother. There you go.
$9.99 a month, and it's free this month for new subscribers, and it has like everything ever in wrestling on it, and pretty much everything. I mean, it has AWA matches, American Wrestling Association. It has old matches from ECW, WCW, the WWF era of the WWE, and newer stuff.
Wow!
So it's got like, unless you're a fan of the NWA, National Wrestling Alliance, old school NWA or TNA or something else, you can get all your wrestling like on one channel.
Look at that, man!
Yeah,
sounds pretty good to me.
But I was talking about TJ Perkins. He was the guy formerly known as Manic in TNA that I actually interviewed on my terrestrial radio show.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's back.
I remember
He's in the what the WWE is calling the Cruiserweight Classic. It's a big tournament. 36 guys are competing from all over the world. And I think the winner is getting a contract on Raw. I think that's what they give them. And we've got a couple of older guys that have been in WWE before returning to a WWE ring, like Brian Kendrick and Tajiri.
Nice, dude. Nice.
Yeah, Tajiri, they called him the Japanese Buzzsaw. And he spits like this green mist.
Spits a green mist?
Yeah. Like, he'll spit it at opponents during his matches to, like, blind them. And
nice.
Brian Kendrick was formerly known as the Brian Kendrick in WWE, and Spanky. There's a name for you, Spanky.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, and in, he actually went to TNA for a while, and he was an X Division champion.
Uh-huh.
So he can definitely go. I think Daniel Bryan, who's now retired, is picking him as one of the favorites, pretty much.
Really? Wow. Whoa.
Yeah. And like I said before, and you can chime in on this if you want, while Raw did really bad last week, TNA's Impact Wrestling did very, very well for them. I mean, they don't get as many viewers as WWE because they're not on a big network.
Right.
In fact, they got about maybe 500,000 viewers. But for them, that made it the most watched Impact that's ever been on Pop TV, and they debuted in January. And last Impact episode that actually did better was on May 29th of last year on Destination America. So it's been a really good week for them.
Yeah, right. Were they on the 4th of July, too, or no?
No, the day after. And everybody was tuning in to watch something called The Final Deletion, a match between Jeff Hardy and his brother Matt Hardy from their home in Cameron, North Carolina.
Huh. They're the best names for these shows. The Final Deletion.
Yeah, I don't know who came up with that one, but The Final Deletion. just stick with me for a second, if you want. Here's this coming Tuesday, it's Destination X on Impact Wrestling on Pop TV.
Nice.
Nine Eastern. And I've got the card for you. Matt Hardy will talk about the match with Jeff, the final deletion. And Matt Hardy is, of course, the bad guy right now. The former Drew McIntyre, if you know who he is, Intercontinental Champion in WWE, he will be in action against Ethan Carter III, the big aristocrat kind of guy. And then you have a ladder match, one of those, for a number one contendership to the X Division title. It's DJ Z he goes by, versus Trevor Lee, versus Andrew Everett, versus Rockstar Spud, and Braxton Sutter. And the winner gets to go for the X Division title, which is held by Eddie Edwards of the Wolves.
Oh, okay.
I'm giving you all the updates here, Mike.
I know. I appreciate it.
And then there's a women's match. Marty Bell versus Jade versus Gail Kim versus Sienna for Sienna's Knockouts Championship. So that'll be a good women's match, I guess. And then you have the X Division champion, Eddie Edwards, going up against Bobby Lashley, for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship that is currently held by Bobby Lashley. And also, Eddie Edwards, his X Division title will be on the line, so it'll be title for title.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, I know you're trying to stick with me because you don't know too much about wrestling.
I don't. I'm just listening, really. I don't have much to contribute.
All right, but if you want to pop in, I've got you on the mic right now. But I guess we'll do our weekly feature or episodic feature or whatever. This day in wrestling history. I wish I had a sound for that, but I don't. But this day in wrestling history, it was July 9th, 2000. WCW Bash at the Beach 2000 from the Ocean Center in Daytona Beach, Florida. And the attendance on that pay-per-view, not very many people. But, I mean, that's a small place there in Daytona. But it was 6,572 in attendance. And the main event was Jeff Jarrett defeating Booker T for the WCW World Heavyweight Championship.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, wow.
Wow.
So that's this day in wrestling history. And I talked a couple days ago on the first episode in a while, the first episode in a while anyway, that actually on July 5th, actually it was July 3rd, 1996, that was a huge moment in wrestling history. The formation of the NWO, New World Order.
Nice.
See, what happened is Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, known in WWE as Razor Ramon and Diesel, respectively, went over to the WCW. And they challenged the roster to a match. And they said, the two of us and our surprise buddy against any three of you. And they finally got the match. It was called the Hostile Takeover match. And guess who showed up? Hulk Hogan.
Wow.
Who was in WCW at the time. And they thought when he was coming out of the locker room, he was going to help Team WCW. But he dropped an elbow on Macho Man, Randy Savage, and turned heel.
That's awesome.
Turned into a bad guy. And it was the formation of probably, if not the best, then one of the best wrestling stables of all time, the New World Order, NWO. They were like taking over WCW. That's their gimmick.
And that was the that's when they first got started, that match?
Yeah, that night. And in fact, Hulk Hogan gave a in-ring promo, and he's like, "Billionaire Ted promised me world championship caliber matches. He promised me movies. He promised me all this. And after a few years, I'm bored, brother." He was talking about Mean Gene Okerlund in the ring, and all this trash was being thrown in the ring because people were shocked, and they're like, "Oh my God," they didn't like it, I guess. Okerlund's like, "Look at all this crap. This is what's in the future for you if you want to hang around these two guys."
Yeah.
It was pretty memorable.
Yeah, that's great.
And we've got about, let's see, just under 11 minutes left now. Time goes fast on these shows, but I guess we talked a little bit about WWE. I do want to discuss a top 10 list that I compiled today with the help of a WWE video. The top 10 WWE draft shockers.
Go for it.
When they have a brand split like this, what they're doing is next week, actually July 19th, SmackDown and Raw, they're going to split into two brands again, as they did in the past. And what they do is they have a draft, and everybody's eligible. And so it's the top 10 shockers in WWE draft history since they've been doing it. And also, one more headline. Bill Goldberg says, "Well, following the upcoming election, I may move to Canada." Not too much of a story there, but he was just in the news talking a little bit. And he said pretty much he's sick of politics in this country, and he may move to Canada after the election.
Well, they got politics there, too, there, Goldberg.
They do. But here's a rundown. Top 10 WWE draft shockers. If I had a drum roll or an intro or something, I'd play it. But yeah, here we go. My co-host today, Mike. Number 10 is one of the first drafts. John Cena, who was the WWE champion at the time, was picked by Raw or SmackDown, and and that was pretty big because it meant the WWE Championship went from SmackDown to Raw. And for a time, SmackDown didn't have a championship. A world championship, I should say. They finally got somebody to defect off Raw, and they got a world championship again.
Sweet.
So that was number 10. And number 9 was Devon of the Dudley Boys was picked by SmackDown. And apparently that split up the Dudley Boys for a while. Devon and Bubba Ray Dudley. Bubba Ray. They're a legendary tag team. Probably the best tag team ever. They've had like 20 or 21 world titles all over the world. They've been a success in every single company they've been in. But he was picked by SmackDown in one of the drafts, and that split them up. Number 8 is the aforementioned Bobby Lashley, who was at the time ECW champion in the disastrous new ECW that WWE put on. He was picked by Raw, and he, in the process, via edict by Vince McMahon, oh, I love that word, edict. Oh, I love that word, edict. He was forced to hand over the ECW World title and vacate it because he was coming to Raw, and they figured we don't want him defending the title on our show. I don't know. And 2005, I think it was, Triple H was picked by what they were calling, well, Paul Heyman was calling it this at the time, Paul Heyman's SmackDown. And selects Triple H. The now 14-time World Heavyweight Champion.
Right.
And here's a couple more for you, Mike. We're at number six.
Bring them on, baby.
Number six, Mike Mizanin, known as The Miz, who is currently the Intercontinental Champion, was picked by Raw. And he had a tag team going with John Morrison, who used to be in the WWE as like the rock star kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he turned on him, and he like gave him a big suplex or something in the middle of the ring. Walked away.
Wow.
Number five was in the original draft, I guess, Brock Lesnar was picked by SmackDown and its GM, Ric Flair. After Vince McMahon tried to make the pick out of order.
Ah, son of a...
Sneaky. Yeah, Ric Flair's like, it's not your pick. And here's a big one for you. This was actually not SmackDown's original pick at the time. Number four, Batista. Dave Batista, who at the time was the World Heavyweight Champion, was picked by SmackDown. But it wasn't their original pick at the time. Their original pick, something fell through with it, and they had to do it again. Do you have any idea who the original pick was, Mike?
No, I don't.
It was a guy they don't mention very much because they're trying to pretty much erase his history. But the Canadian Crippler, Chris Benoit.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they don't mention him much because they don't like to draw publicity and attention to that. But
no.
But he was one of the greatest technical wrestlers in history, I'd say. Kurt Angle and him, I'd say. And he used to go, I'm the best technical wrestler in the WWE, prove me wrong. So he was picked by SmackDown. Never good. Number three was Paul Heyman was actually picked by Raw it was like a random drawing kind of thing, and everybody was eligible, and he was going to go to work for Eric Bischoff on Raw. But right after he's picked, he says, screw you, Eric Bischoff, I quit. He quit rather than work for Bischoff on Raw because they don't like each other at all. Eric Bischoff was WCW and Paul Heyman was ECW, so there you go.
Right on, right on.
And the top two here, if I had a drum roll, I'd use it. Number two, a few years ago, John Cena was picked by SmackDown to go back to SmackDown after Raw. I mean, he was on Raw and he was going to go to SmackDown. So they picked him, and subsequently, with one of the next picks, Raw picked him again. I mean, Raw picked him to go back on their show. So he was like a draft pick twice in one night.
Pure madness, brother. Pure madness.
Yeah, figure that one out. And number one, the number one most shocking happening in WWE draft history. Maybe I have a sound or something. No, I don't. As the first ever pick in a WWE draft back in 2001, or 2002, maybe, it was Vince McMahon picking The Rock for Raw.
Oh. Good choice.
Yeah, very good choice. And here's a trivia question that you probably won't know this, Mike, but I wonder if anybody else will. Who was the first ever pick for SmackDown with Ric Flair?
I would say Cena.
John Cena?
Yeah.
It was The Undertaker.
Oh, all right.
And he was all like, damn. He made a thing about, hey, Vince, you told me Ric Flair would not pick me. Because he didn't, because they didn't like each other at the time, because they were rivals.
No.
Undertaker had beat Flair at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And John Cena wasn't in WWE yet. He was still in the developmental stages. He was in something called OVW, Ohio Valley Wrestling, which used to be WWE's developmental program.
Right on.
Oh, and look, we've almost done the whole show. 90 seconds to go.
Ah, and I didn't contribute a single thing.
I said the commentary here.
I know.
So
whoa.
So we talked about the draft shockers for the shocking things that happened during the WWE draft. We talked this day in wrestling history. Oh, by the way, before we get out of here, I got to say that Impact Wrestling has a new night coming starting this month. I don't have a date for it, but I should, but I don't. But they're moving to Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern on Pop TV. Check your local listings, people.
Whoa.
And so 8 p.m. Eastern on Thursday nights. And we talked the Cruiserweight Classic and some other headlines. We've got about 20 seconds. Anything you want to say, Mike? In closing?
The only thing I got to say is this. Whoa.
Whoa. Well, thanks, everybody, as always, for listening to the show. We'll be back in a few days. And be there, as Gene Okerlund would say.
Right.
Thanks, everybody.
Nice.
Thanks a lot, everybody. See you later.
Take care.